Somebody asked me the other day if you could sing, and I was like, you know what? I really think he can. Like,
I can't, but you know something? I want to like learn to like fake sing. Like, I like low key want to go to a vocal coach and be like, do your best, you know, and just like
I think you're already halfway there,
and then like put out, you know, a number one hit.
No, you don't need any auto-tune.
And quit all of this other bullshit. I'm ready to do it.
All right, whatever you say.
Hello, everyone. I am Janelle Mosley.
And I am, what is her name?
Okay.
Okay, forgot it. But
sure.
She's the lady in charge of weed, so I guess that's appropriate that I forgot her name. Oh, Charlo Green. I am Charlo Green, the Alaskan news reporter who quit her job on TV by saying, fuck it, I quit, and leaving to go run a dispensary.
A dispensary.
Dispensary.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Fuck that word up every time.
You know, we're
dispensary.
Human.
In Alaska. So
shout out to her, actually. She's our black excellence. I don't know if you've seen the clip, but
it's dope.
I mean, it's just fantastic. Everyone's just so flustered. And, you know, anything or anyone who is out here spreading the gospel.
Oh, okay.
I'm all for it. So,
and you might be thinking, like, I mean, what's so admirable about quitting your job and burning bridges on live television? If you read this interview that Vice did with her, she actually thought this out well in advance, and the business has been in existence for a while, and she's been doing well enough to where she felt comfortable quitting, and she knew as a journalist that this was going to be a way to, like, get the story to stick in people's heads and all kinds of stuff. So go read the interview on vice.com if you don't understand why she's our black excellence. It's a lot more complex than what it looks, but just having the balls to do some shit that white people do all the time is just a black person
because
being that
I
bold.
I was told by applicants
yes
that I could come in here and get the part. Like, man, first of all, why are you smacking the stroller with the baby in it? And then, like, sweetie, calm down.
Because she was told by AppleCare.
And she was speaking to that young black girl who was looking back at her like, sweetheart, let me explain one thing. I know that she wanted to say this. And homegirl, if you're out there, I want you to hear me, and I want you to hear me good, because I have worked in one of those stores before. And sweetheart, as much as I am an Apple lover of these devices, and they gonna hate me today because I have some shit that I gotta get off my chest, but
oh,
I'll
Lord,
do that later.
Lord.
I know how you feel. You're not the one in here. You're not breaking these goddamn devices, girl. You ain't the one who is charging people their whole life plus a vial of blood and a strand of hair from their firstborn for a goddamn computer. You're not the one doing it. And then for this bitch to have the audacity to come in here and be screaming at you about a part that you probably don't even know how to spell. It's got numbers and letters in it. Like, I understand that you are so frustrated, and I tip my hat off to you. You are also black excellence for me on today, sweetheart, for not cussing that bitch out the way that you could have, and you deserved to. Because who in the fuck was she talking to?
All right. That's been in your spirit for a while, huh?
No, you know, I actually just thought about it. Like, I saw, like, the racial thing from before. But I was like, you know what? Maybe. No, I don't feel like she would have yelled if it was, like, some little white girl. But at the same time, I'm just now thinking, but like, how dare you?
Right.
And even if it was a little white girl, why are you yelling at this? Like, why are you yelling at this Apple employee? This store associate, like, they have anything to do with your part being there or not being there, or whomever it was told you that you could come in there. Like, I didn't answer the phone that day. I'm not the one who spoke to you, madam.
Right.
And I'm just telling you what they're telling me to tell you. Like,
I used to deal with that all the time. If you've ever had, like, a call center job, working customer service and shit like that, when people call in.
Listen,
you be like,
you
listen,
know.
Sweetheart, whatever the issue is, let me assure you that I personally had nothing to do with it. And when I clock out, I will not give a fuck.
I don't
any
care
further.
Whether you get the part or not.
I really don't give a damn.
Like, I don't give a shit.
Not at all. Like, none of this matters. I remember one time this woman was like, if y'all don't give me what I'm asking for, then I've got to cancel my service and cancel my contract. No, you go right ahead.
Listen.
You go right ahead.
That same company that I worked for that shall not be named.
Bless
I used
hearts.
To put them hoes on mute, and they didn't even know that I wouldn't listen to their ass. It's just like, girl, just go ahead and get it off your motherfucking chest. Or I would mute myself, so as they were talking and ranting or whatever, I'd be cussing their asses right back
oh,
out
all
so
the
they
time.
Couldn't hear me. Like, bitch, I don't give a fuck about your goddamn return, whether you're going to get your fucking money back or not. Suck my dick. I don't care. Yes. Fuck you. Like, that was me the whole time.
I was
time.
So cold on that mute button.
Because, bitch, who are you talking to?
Exactly.
Like, I don't care. I don't have nothing. I'm literally doing nothing but sitting here and trying my best to help you out.
Right.
I'm following the directions that are on this computer screen. I'm trying to get, you know, you some help. But I'm not the one that you need to be speaking to about this. I'm not the one who put you in this. Are you cussing me out like I owe you some money? Like, we're not going
to
do this
today. And that's why I always have a whole lot of patience whenever I have to call customer service or anything like that.
I did that
I
just
know
yesterday.
What exactly. It's like. But do not jump stupid with me, little girl, little boy, whoever answered this phone. Don't say
I
nothing
did that
crazy.
Just the other day, I was like, you know what's wrong with you motherfuckers? And then I, like, literally, no kidding. I said that. And then I was like, you know what? I'm sorry. I haven't been in that chair before. I'm not taking that on you. Let me just speak to your manager. No beef. Like, I'm right. Like, I had to get it together. But then I was like, you know what? Let me not even treat this young woman like this.
It's funny when you talk it to a rep and they're like, I know, girl. Like, they just sympathize because they're like, yeah, girl, this company's full of shit. They're like, what else can I do for
and
you?
And you couldn't even do that because they were listening to you. So then somebody will come and like, anyway, fuck all of that.
Oh, yeah, we done went off
on
a tangent. So, yes. Congratulations to Charlo for being this week's Black Excellence and for just being fearless and bold out here. Just doing whatever the fuck you want, taking your own destiny into your own hands. So.
And also Justin Lynch, because Justin Lynch did something like that doesn't have to do with marijuana. And
okay.
Justin Lynch is an 18-year-old boy who broke Michael Phelps' record for the 100-meter butterfly swim last year. And
really?
I think that he came in like fourth in a tournament against Michael Phelps, and what's his name? Ryan, how do you say his last name? Ryan
Lochte? I think it's Lochte.
La la la.
Okay.
Is the way, anyway.
If I knew the words I was singing, but I don't.
That we rock when we're doing our thing.
I just hum that part. I don't know what they're saying.
Okay, so I think he came in fourth in that match and was like a second and a half. Like he was behind these grown ass Olympic medal wearing ass men.
Yeah. I can't believe I've never heard of him.
17 years old by like a few seconds. He's currently attending Berkeley and looking to compete in the Olympics.
The College of Music, Berkeley in Boston?
No.
In California, Berkeley.
Yes.
Okay.
University of California, Berkeley. Got it. And is looking to go to the Summer Olympics in Rio 2016. So shout out to young Justin Lynch. He's part Black, part Filipino. So, you know, he's a little, you know, swimming Tiger Woods.
Yes. And that nothing wrong with that at all. I just cannot believe I'd never heard of him. Like, he beat Michael Phelps' record in some kind of swim and didn't make the news. That don't seem right.
But, you know, he's also got some color in him.
So that explains all that. Congratulations to you, Justin. Hopefully you are able to swim great distances and, I don't know, do something fantastic for your race, whatever.
I just want him to be in like a Gatorade commercial during the Super Bowl.
Okay. Is he fine?
He's 7. Well, he's 18.
So is he fine?
He's cute.
Okay.
So Hot Topics.
Yes.
Unfortunately, Amber Rose and Wiz Khalifa, Latifah, Shaniqua Bonifa are no longer.
How? How is this real? Why?
We were rooting for you.
We really were.
We were all rooting for you.
Like, and we're terrible people, but we really were rooting for y'all.
I'm actually, like, really hurt behind this. I don't know why, but I was just like, I looked at them and I was like, this is Black love. Like, this is some real, just hood loving.
Yes, this is that good hood love.
And I was looking forward to many more years of.
Yes.
Of Am Leafa.
This is that hot Cheeto
Wiz
love.
Rose. This is that pickled egg love.
It is. This is that candy lady love.
And I'm very sad.
I can't believe it's over.
Amber filed for divorce from the rapper, citing a I have a mouth that knows words. Irreconcilable differences.
Yes, that's it.
Gotcha. All right. So, you know, apparently it's over. They were married for like a year.
Yeah.
Close to a year or something like that.
I think it was, yeah.
A little
I think
over
it,
a year.
Yeah, that's crazy.
They've got that big, beautiful, chunky baby,
mm-hmm.
The Bash, Sebastian, yeah. And she's trying to get full custody and wants to allow visitation. I also love that I read that there's a prenup involved. And mm-hmm. Amber was like, that's fine. Like, I'm not sweating it. And I don't know if it's like, if that means it's like her. I don't even really know how prenups work.
Yeah.
But she's basically has said, I'm good. Like, right. I don't care. I've got this. Which, of course, she does.
Well, I think she gets spousal support if they break up, but she doesn't get like half of his money or whatever, which I don't know how much money Wiz Khalifa is even worth, because I honestly cannot name a Wiz Khalifa song. So, but
Black and Yellow.
That's him?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, all these new rappers run together to me. They all the damn same. And I know you stand for the Migos characters, and I don't
so
care.
We're not even going to do this right now, because I'm going to get upset all over again, because it doesn't make any sense for this to be taking place. How can you, as a Black woman in America who appreciates ratchet music, not like Migos? It doesn't make sense.
Because
it doesn't make sense.
It's garbage.
Do you not like Gucci?
I do like Gucci.
How the fuck do you not like Migos? It doesn't make any sense to me. Like, it's like, it's what?
I don't recall a Gucci song where he says the exact same phrase over and over extremely
okay, so
quickly
they repeat
75
words
times in a row.
In their hooks all the time. It means like you won't ever not know the words. Like, they're actually doing us a service.
No.
As the consumer, for the hook to just be the same two words all the time. Because there's no excuse for you to not know it. Like, bitch, you done heard it.
No.
You don't have to, like, worry about any of that. You know how the song goes. And then the verses are just, like, how do you not, like...
Their music would be okay if I was in Atlanta in a strip club while it was playing. At no other time is that music acceptable unto mine ears. Like, I cannot do it. It's terrible. But you got it, as long as you love it.
This is so disappointing.
Anyway, I really thought Amber Rose and Wiz Khalifa were like gonna be together for a long ass time. I really did. I didn't see this coming. And 5 days ago, she had the ring on. Like, she is not even like, it just kind of seemed to come out of nowhere. It wasn't like, oh, well, we're separating. It was just like, you know, I'm so in love with him and we this. And then a week later, it's just nothing.
So I've heard that there are some rumors of infidelity, which I don't really even believe. I mean, not to say that it couldn't be true, but I just kind of don't. Like, I feel like they're so into each other.
Like Wiz Khalifa cheating on Amber Rose?
On Amber Rose.
Have you seen
Amber Rose? But then again.
Fine ass Amber Rose?
We're talking about niggas.
And they never need a good reason
they
to do something stupid.
They don't need one.
Not a
All you have to do
one.
Is put another vagina directly in front of their face and they're there. Like, you don't have.
It doesn't even matter who the vagina is attached to, what condition the vagina is in. Whether it's leaking, it doesn't matter if there's something the matter with it. Is it funny colored? Are there decorations on it?
Foaming at the lip?
Yes. No matter what the issue may be with the vagina, all some men need to do is actually see it, and that's enough for them to cheat.
You just have to offer. You don't even really need to offer. Anyway, so, you know, God bless them.
What a mess. Everybody I know who's interviewed her says that she is the sweetest person in the world. Like,
I believe
just
it.
So nice.
And I've heard that Wiz Khalifa is extremely nice, too. I wonder what's
all
that?
The weed he smokes. When does he have the energy
they're
to be
like,
angry?
Exactly. I don't get it.
What happens, y'all? Like, we are upset. Like, we are
hurt behind this.
Your fans don't get it.
You can't just do this to us like this. You have to. No. Someone has to answer for this. So.
I need to know.
Apparently, Tyler Perry is having a baby
with a woman.
Oh, girl.
Okay. You know what? Don't do this.
Tyler Perry is pregnant. Tyler Perry is having...
Yes, she is.
Tyler Perry is expecting a baby with a human woman by the name of Lily Galici. What the hell is her name?
Lily Galici.
Galila Beckley.
Not that little Kardashian stepsister.
Whatever the fuck. She's an absolutely gorgeous woman. Of course she is. And
they always are.
Tyler Perry is 45 at this point. He said something apparently when he was like 43.
Mm-hmm.
He said something about, you know, really being excited to be a dad. And he felt like 45 was when you really are certain of who you are. And that's when he would be ready. So he was like, 2 more years, then I'll, you know, dive into there. And so now it's just been confirmed that he is expecting a little bundle of joy. Madea has a baby.
Mm-mm. That's so...
And so congratulations to Tyler and Galicia.
But see,
and their their little loved one. That's
you're
on
really
the way.
You're really making an effort to say nice things right now.
So Nivea,
because what I don't understand about this situation is whether Tyler Perry actually inserted his penis into this woman, and I need to know.
I actually don't.
I do.
I'm like really. I'm good. Like, I don't ever. Congratulations to the both of them.
No.
This baby will see, like, Oprah will be one of the first people that this child sees, which is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a clear sign of a blessing. Rock out.
No.
So.
I just need to know if Tyler Perry has been making all these plays and movies, preaching all this Christianity and doing the right thing and finding you a good Christian man and not breaking any of God's rules and trying not to sin and all this, and then went and had premarital sex and created a baby. Like, I really need to know if he was just that blatant with the hypocrisy, or if they went to a clinic somewhere and had this baby mixed up in a lab, which, you know, I'm not against at all, but I just need to know for my own self whether Tyler Perry is a hypocrite.
Cicely Tyson will be at the baby shower.
Will she?
Officiating
the baby shower.
Yes.
Cicely Tyson is like the host of the baby shower.
So many. Do you know how many light-skinned niggas will be in this show?
And mad as hell.
So many light-skinned niggas. No, the light-skinned ones are like the good ones. The darkies. Those are.
If you've ever seen a Tyler Perry movie.
Those are the demons in
that
the
baby
Tyler
gonna have
Perry
so many
productions.
Uncle So-and-Sos. Daddy's friend.
So, Nivea.
We don't have to go from bad to worse, because I know she ain't did nothing good. I know she ain't.
I'm Team Nivea, and I'll tell you why. Well, I've been Team Nivea for a while, actually, but this, I agree with her. So she actually commented on Christina Milian. So for those of you who don't know, we've mentioned this on the show before. Christina Milian and Dwayne Carter have been spending loads and loads of time together recently.
Gross.
We've seen them at basketball games and award shows and, I don't know, chicken spots and
that's pretty much
club,
it. Those places.
Target.
Not in the Walmart. Studio. Not making music or anything. Just walking around, yeah. Under the impression that Christina Milian's fine ass is giving it to Lil Wayne. Ugh.
Here we go.
So Nivea did what now?
So for those of you who don't know, and don't worry, I wouldn't expect you to. Nivea has 3 kids with The Dream.
Really?
Yeah. I knew she had more than one child. I didn't know it was 3. And Christina Milian also has a daughter with mm-hmm. The Dream. Nivea has a son with Lil Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
Christina Milian is now dating Wayne. So she basically made a comment that she, you know, doesn't think that the situation is cute. And she's apparently saying that just she just wants to get it off. This is why I think it's funny. She wants to get it off her chest so people just don't think that she's out here in agreement with the fuckery. Because she says she already has to.
But
she already tries to make an effort to make sure that the kids are all in, you know, in each other's lives. And, you know, her kids know their sister and so on and so forth. She feels like it's just, it would be confusing for you. Because, I mean, honestly, it's only a matter of time before Christina Milian ends up pregnant. Like,
yeah.
It's only
yes.
if she's not
if she's
pregnant
not right
already.
Now. Exactly.
And I do think that, like, I agree with her. I feel like that, like, why would you put yourself in a position if you already know that you have to go, I don't know, every once a month or every second Saturday, bitch, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go over to Nivea's house and drop your baby off so that your little girl knows her other, you know, 7 siblings or whatever the
right.
fuck. Like, why would you then go and then try and make a baby with, like, it just... Don't isn't that confusing? Because I still don't get it.
Who asked Nivea for her opinion on this?
Oh, like some hood YouTuber.
I was gonna say, like, you don't. Nobody is under the impression that you make good decisions with your life, Nivea. Like, you have 3 kids by The Dream and 1 by Lil Wayne. So nobody was looking at you like, that's somebody who knows how to make sound decisions. That's someone who's very familiar with birth control and condoms and is responsible sexually. Like, nobody was thinking that about you. So for you to like kind of judge what somebody else is doing just seems strange to me. Like,
because, sweetheart, here we go. Lil Wayne is the exact same. He's in the same fucking boat, if not worse. How many baby mamas does he have now?
Oh, I have no idea. A multitude of hoes. But
I mean, four that we know about. Because that would be what? Nivea, Lauren, that Sarah Jane, Sarah B, whatever that girl's
whoever
name
the
is.
Hell.
And then Toya.
Toya.
So, like, you already have four baby mamas. Niggas don't care. Niggas aren't thinking about how this affects you. Uh-huh. They're not making sound decisions when it comes to pussy. They're saying, you know what? If you are willing to let me in here raw, and if I can shoot up the club,
gross,
then I'm just going to go for it. Like, Lil Wayne is depositing his sperm wherever the fuck he wants to. And he will take care of his kids. He loves them. He's always buying them fucking the latest Benz at the age of four, yeah, and rapping about them and stuff. He seems like a great dad. I feel like Lil Wayne probably has like an office of financial advisors that specifically handle his child support. Like, I feel like he doesn't, mm-hmm, like, I don't even feel like that's a problem for that nigga. Like, everybody's getting their check on time. He doesn't give a fuck.
That's probably a label-wide thing. There's probably a child support division of Young Money, Cash Money Records.
Probably.
Because I'm sure between, you know,
and like Atlantic, like Def Jam.
Like, there's somebody on staff whose job it is to make sure you niggas pay your child support on time.
Because what they don't
need. For the whole label.
So, you know, I feel like, I don't know, maybe it's me, but I've always assumed that women think about things first. Men are way more impulsive than women, I think, when it comes to, you know, what happens with their genitalia and their, you know, reproductive
That's
organs
probably true.
Altogether. So I feel like it would more so be like, I would expect for a woman to be like, you know what? I already got to go see this bitch every month. She don't like me, I don't like her. Why am I going to go and possibly have a baby with this with her other baby father? And then she was engaged to Jazz Prince, I've heard, which is like Wayne's friend.
Okay, yeah, you was going to have to explain that, because who the hell?
It just seems like, I'm speaking for me.
Okay.
But if I were this woman who has a baby daddy who, like, don't even like me. And aww, then he also has a baby mama who has these kids and, you know, she don't like me. Like, why am I going to go and then get pregnant by, and like, I just wouldn't do it. Like, you're Christina Milian. You're pretty. People know who the fuck you are. Like, why do you have to give your pussy to this? Like, just, maybe she won't get pregnant.
I get that too. Like, I actually completely understand that. I just don't understand why it's coming from Nivea. Like, ma'am, of all the people to talk about who shouldn't be getting pregnant by whom, you are the last to speak. Like, remain seated during the question and answer portion of this. Like, you are not the one to be popping up right now talking about, oh, well, my opinion is, no, girl, not you, not this time. Like, this isn't your moment. Just like it wouldn't be Lil Wayne's. Like, nigga, you know you got a bunch of baby mamas too. Like, why are any of y'all doing any of this? Shouldn't everybody just be sitting the fuck down somewhere not fucking? Don't y'all have enough kids?
You know what? The better question is, why do I know any of this? Like, I don't even want to know anymore. Like, I don't want to know who baby belongs to who.
Yeah.
I don't want to know what any of y'all are doing with your penises and vaginas. I would rather just be left out from here on out.
Oh, wait, did you include
especially
Lauren London?
Yes, I said Lauren.
Oh, okay.
Especially involving Lil Wayne in the dream. You know what? My honest problem is, all of y'all deserve better. Like all y'all could do better. Now, to be honest, if I had to have a baby, I'd probably have Lil Wayne's baby.
Oh.
Not because I like him, because the man is atrocious.
No.
But at the same time, I could guarantee that child would be well taken care of, would have like the latest Air Force Ones and like whatever car he wants and like a, you know, a nigga in his life. I feel like, given what I've seen, Lil Wayne seems to be a very good dad who like spoils his kids. All the baby mamas always have like the latest, you know, MAC lip gloss. And they're just, you know, like, if I had to just have a baby, like, that seems like the cash money, no pun intended.
Mm.
You know, and the dream too, like, these women are fucking niggas that are going to basically take care of their kids,
right,
and, you know, put them in a nice condo somewhere, maybe.
Yeah.
So I get it. But then, like, damn, you can't fuck a rich fine nigga. Damn, you know, like, it's like, shit.
How is your taste? Like, how is what you attracted to both the dream and Lil Wayne? Like, you could not get.
How did that even take place?
how are you sexually attracted to both of these people? Like, I could understand maybe one of them, but the both of them, it boggles my fucking mind.
So while we're on the subject, we might as well just go ahead and talk about this damn street urchin breaking into fucking Birdman's house at 5 o'clock in the morning.
This
beating
fucking
some hoes ass.
Hood rat ass bitch, ghetto ass trash.
So Keisha Cole,
nope. She just does not want. You ever met somebody who is just not interested in having a calm, peaceful, happy life? That's Keisha Cole. She don't
give
a fuck about
serenity. You know what?
I believe that.
Mm-hmm. Like, wholeheartedly. Like, I feel like Keisha Cole might be one of those people that just, like, it's been a week, nothing dramatic has happened, something's got to go down.
Right.
And I don't know if that's, like, if that's based on your upbringing or if that's a genetic thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's like, you know, because you had a hard life. I don't know what, but right. I feel like, you know who else I feel like is like that? August Alsina.
Aww.
Just based on the things that.
But the comedo.
That, the what?
The comedo.
Oh yeah, God bless her. And I, you know, he's, but get him a
I
speedy
think he's okay
recovery
now,
Jesus.
Taking
selfies
with Nicki Minaj.
And her little fans were pissed at me for laughing at that picture. I mean, no, not Nicki's fans. August Alsina's fans were mad at me for laughing at that photo. I admitted that I'm going to hell for it.
Okay.
Jesus and I have had a conversation.
Why would you laugh at it?
Because why are you taking selfies with that NC, with that shit in your fucking nose?
Oh, with that intensive care thing, that whole...
What are you doing?
Oxygen mask and shit, my nigga.
Like, we get it. You all right. Rest. You were in a coma for 3 years. You banged your head because you didn't have no food in your system, or whatever. And you fell out, and we're in a coma. Like, go to bed.
Yeah, you
like,
going to hell? You ain't right.
Like,
you,
like late. But why are you taking self? And then he looked like he needed some rest. Like,
yeah.
Why Nicki Minaj got you in here with a front facing camera, nigga?
He
if
did.
You don't lay back and have the nurse come in here and bring you some pudding or something, that was funny to me.
He looked real gaunt. Like Tom Hanks in Philadelphia, you
he
remember
looked
how
like
he looked
had just woken up out of a fucking coma. That's what he looked like.
It was a bad look. Like I did not get the picture, but you know,
so it wasn't
industry
funny because he was in a coma. Obviously, it's fucking terrible. It's funny because like you have the tubes in your nose and you sit here biting your lip like you still light skinned. Did you see the picture? Like he's still
biting his lip. Let me Google it.
He's still biting his lip and like squinting his eyes just a little bit with the tubes in his nose. He was like, I don't give a fuck if they have to help me breathe. I'm still going to give you a lusty, light-skinned nigga photo. If that's not funny, then okay. I mean, I talked to God about it.
Right.
I know that there. I have got work to do as a human being. I admit it.
You know who else strikes me as this type of person? Chris Brown. I feel like Chris Brown...
He's got to be tired at this point, though.
Like, well,
he's got to be exhausted. And you know, somebody just got stabbed again after one of his concerts.
What? Like
yeah,
at the show?
Mm.
Like in the parking lot or some shit?
He was performing at an after party for a Drake Lil Wayne concert, which now that I say that out loud, it's hilarious as well. But
damn, man, like, you headlining after parties?
I mean, I think that it was kind of like a
fun,
like
thing.
A special guest or
oh,
something.
Okay, like this is our friend.
And someone somehow ended up getting stabbed that night. I heard that they're going to be okay. And the media is blaming Chris Brown's entourage. It doesn't sound like he was involved in it at all.
Okay.
And I wouldn't be surprised if his people weren't even involved in it. The whole point is that nigga was there. If somebody got stabbed, it's his fault. So it's just like, but I really honestly believe that Chris is exhausted. Like, I feel like that nigga needs 9 hours of sleep. Like that.
I mean,
he has
been putting himself through it, so he ought to be tired. Because, like, goddamn, my nigga. When were you going to give yourself a break from being a fuck nigga?
I bought his album.
Did you?
It's
How
good.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
All the mainstream media reports I read said that it was terrible, but white people just don't like Chris Brown at
yeah.
all. So
I believe that would happen.
Yeah.
And you know something? I feel like he needs to... First of all, it's loaded with misogyny, but I'm not going to blame that on Chris Brown because so is Trey Song's album,
mm-hmm.
and so is August Alsina's
yes,
album,
it is.
And so is plenty of these other male R&B singers.
Just about all
today.
Of them,
just
actually.
Just about pretty much every one of them. And there were a couple of lines in there that actually made me uncomfortable. Akon is on it for absolutely no reason.
Isn't that nigga a rapist? I swear I heard something about Akon.
No, I don't think so.
Being like, okay. I heard some crazy shit about him. Maybe not rape,
I mean,
but something.
CeeLo was out here, like... then God only knows.
I still cannot, when CeeLo comes on my iPod, like, I can't do it. My iTunes, I have to skip it. I cannot deal with that shit.
It really breaks my heart.
It does. Like, I'm really hurt behind that. But anyway, back to Keisha Cole. We done went off in a whole different direction. Like, or we could just not talk about her all and talk about Chris's album. That's fine, too.
Well, no, I really need to take this opportunity to make fun of Keisha Cole.
Okay.
So apparently she's been dating Birdman, which, again, now, Keisha is not an ugly girl at all. Like, when she puts her mind to it, she's downright pretty. You know?
Yes, when she tucks that Wet n Wild away and decides to just wash her face and let her hair be a thing.
Do something with the edges that she has.
Leave them hood rat shoes alone. It's something about, that's how you could tell a real hood rat. Like a born and raised, gonna die a hood rat type of girl. The shoes. They will consistently always pick out the tackiest pieces of shit you have ever seen that no one else would ever wear. And then
snapbacks.
Stunt in the shit. Like pose like, bitch, you see me. Like I'm fine as hell all over Instagram. Like check the fit, bitch. Like those sending spiky, you links to where they got the shit.
Spiky Von Dutch hats and shit.
Oh, they never let the trends go. They never, ever, ever. They still wearing spikes on their boots and shit. They don't give a fuck about nothing.
She broke into Birdman's house last Friday at around, well, I don't know if she broke in. Let me not lie on people. I'm trying to, you know, be an honest gossip person, whatever.
We have morals as gossips.
You know, I'm trying to be responsible. She was in Birdman's home at 5 a.m., saw some girl, beat her ass, got arrested for it, was released on a $46,000 bail, which, woo, nigga. And then she posted some shit on her Instagram like the next day that said, man, love is a motherfucker. And then she posted some other, like, you know, really hurt shit about, you know, you can't force people to be loyal and, you know, these hoes. Whatever. Apparently, the girl whose name is Sabrina Mercedes Benz, I don't know how to say your last name, sweetheart. It doesn't matter anyway. She's, she claims to be an employee of Cash Money and has been an employee of theirs for the last 10 years. She says she's not his side piece, not nobody's side piece. The whole thing was a misunderstanding, and she's currently on pain meds, which I also think is funny because I'm a terrible person. Because, like,
pain meds, that's just so she can have documentation for when she sues Keisha Cole. And right. I don't blame her. Go ahead and take that hood rat's money. Get it. We all see right through that shit. My only question is that why were you at his house at 5 a.m. then?
Well, she was apparently not the only one there. Because what I read was it was four other people, and her, and Birdman, and Keisha.
So they was probably just up late smoking.
They were having a Getty, bitch. Like, they were kicked back watching Power or something.
So then, like, why would you bust in the house and start whooping ass? Because you're a hood rat and you don't give a fuck about nothing.
You
That's
don't
why.
Want yourself to flourish. It's the curse It's the curse of the Beegency. This is what happens.
This,
like,
is what you asked for.
At least Carrie Hilson, you know, she took her lickings and she kept on ticking, and now she has that big, beautiful chocolate man who is out here talking about delete them nudes off your phone because, you know, it's real out here, which we can get to in a second. Actually, I don't even really want to talk about the nudes. Like, titties are all over the internet, girl, and, you know, people are terrible. But I have heard that the men are next. Either way, protect your nudes. Just delete them. Just delete them.
Just delete them.
You know, you shouldn't have to do that. I really appreciate nudes so much. Like, so much. I just don't appreciate public nudes. Like, people should have the privacy to have, you know, titties and ass, dick and, you know, pussy, whatever they want, in their phones if they're using it responsibly. So if you're leaking nudes or sending that, like, just stop it. Leave these women alone. Stop breaking into their phones. And, you know, Megan Good is married to a preacher man.
I don't even think he's a preacher. She said he's not on Instagram, but I don't know what he does.
Well, he's saved.
Okay, there you go.
And, you know, although they did leak some picture of her on, like, a, what's this shit called? FaceTime, I heard.
Oh, was she?
Yeah, like, with her husband.
Oh, yeah, like, I think, but she was, like, cussing, well, not cussing, but she was just, like, coming for people on Instagram. Like, girl, those are pictures I took as a newlywed with my husband. Like, y'all are not about to make me feel bad for this.
Exactly. And that's the unfortunate part, is that people are taking these photos and then using it, like, to make fun of these women or call them sluts and freaks and all this stuff. When it's like, these are women a lot of whom are married or took these photos with or for their lover. You the nosy bitches that done broke into their or hacked into their stuff to put it on here for everybody to judge. Like,
you act like I invited you into my personal business and then asked for your opinion on it and you didn't like it. Like, bitch, this picture was never for you anyway.
Like, they made memes from Jill Scott's titties and all kinds of stuff. Like, it's terrible.
Eventually people are just gonna stop taking nude pictures with their faces in them. Like, I feel like that day is coming, because nobody wants to feel like, just by virtue of having a telephone, is you at a risk of like your vagina being all over the internet.
Hack into like Equifax, hack into
Sally Mae and delete all these goddamn student loans. Do that.
Help us where it really matters.
Right. Hack into the Ferguson Police Department and find out where the fuck Darren Wilson is, so we can go get his ass.
Hack into the damn MTA so these motherfucking trains can run on time. Do something productive with your fucking time.
All the shit y'all could be doing. Right. You could be making a positive difference, but no, you want to be fuck niggas.
Again, we could not stay on topic with Keisha Cole because nobody fucking cares. The whole point is,
it's true.
The bitch is crazy, and this is what happens when you come from Beyonce. Your life just falls to shit.
Should have never done it.
Hopefully, you know, she, with her new reality show, maybe it'll be about, you know, her recovering from, you know, post-Beyonce stress, post-Beyonce traumatic stress.
I'm not watching it or even watching clips of it unless she addresses how much shittier her life is since she tried to come for B. Michelle, too, but especially after she tried to come for Beyonce. It's like, oh, girl, no. The fact that you thought you could really just clown Michelle and Beyonce wasn't going to say shit to you about it is what blows my mind.
I think those are all for our hot topics. Okay. Also, I want to say really quick congratulations, since we're talking about, you know, Hoverettes. Congratulations to Fantasia, because Mama has a brand new man.
Yeah.
With a good job.
What? A He's job?
Like, you know, philanthropic and, you know, fine. And, you know, she done lost some weight. Not that she was big, but she looks like a nice trim and wearing, you know, her sexy Instagram dresses. She's
good.
Like, Fantasia is
good for her.
Hopefully in a very good space.
Because if it ain't shit else Fantasia can do, she can sing her ass off.
Mother.
And sing circles around everybody else who does ghetto R&B. She can out sing even the queen.
Everyone.
Even the queen of ratchet R&B, Mary J. Blige. Fantasia sings fucking galaxies around these people.
I think that you are going to have a conversation with Dustin.
Dustin's going to have to be mad, because he knows good and damn well vocally Fantasia is superior to everybody else doing hood rat R&B. He knows that. Like, that is just a fact. It's nothing you can argue about. So, and like I've said so many times before, I will give you a million passes. Like, I have so much forgiveness in my heart for celebrities who are actually talented at what they do. So I want Fantasia to win. I do. I want her to do good shit. You found you a fine light-skinned man with a good job, girl. He got insurance benefits and shit. Amen. Yes, go.
That's
you.
What you do.
I would love to see you in the studio too.
As well.
Do it.
So I guess that's it.
Okay.
I feel like I forgot one, but child, who cares?
That was a bunch of people I didn't give a fuck about.
You know, yeah.
It's just when it's a slow week with Beyonce.
Yeah, she hasn't, you know, she just gave us that HBO special, you know.
Yeah.
Blessed us once again with that tour. So I feel like Beyonce, no, she's not. I was going to say Beyonce is probably, you know, going to take a break, maybe chill out for like a smooth 48 hours.
Yeah. Whatever she has next, whatever comes out next, you can rest assured Beyonce finished it a long ass time ago. And she's just been waiting to give it to y'all.
Wow.
She just be knowing. Oh, look like you be knowing.
Those are all for the hot topics this week. And we're going to take a break and come back. Hey, y'all. Happy Scandal Day. Well, Scandal E for us. Scandal Day for y'all. Don't forget to check out our awesome, awesome sponsors over at Hulu Plus. And as always, if you go to HuluPlus.com/TheRead, you will get a free extended trial. That's 2 weeks of Hulu Plus. Loads and loads of content. We're into the fall TV time now, so we've got loads of new shows. New Girl and The Mindy Project are back. There's a new show on Fox called Gotham that you can check out. The pilot episode is on Hulu Plus now. I watched it on Monday night. It was really, really good, especially if you're like a comic book fan or if you liked any of those Batman movies. Get into it. It's awesome. Jada Pinkett is slaying.
I've heard good things about that one. So if you're not caught up on the current season of your favorite shows, head on over to HuluPlus.com/TheRead for a free 2-week trial. They have all the current season episodes of great shows like Sleepy Hollow, Bob's Burgers, which I personally just stand for, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, The Mindy Project, Modern Family, so many more. Like Kifuri said, our fave, Scandal is coming back. So again, head on over to HuluPlus.com/TheRead for that free 2-week trial. It'll also let you see every episode, period, of shows like South Park, Family Guy, America's Next Top Model, The Real Housewives of OC, Jersey, Beverly Hills, so many shows. And Hulu Plus works on your computer, your Apple TV, your Roku, Smart TV, Xbox, Wii, PlayStation, pretty much any streaming device you already own. So again, head on over to HuluPlus.com/TheRead. You get a free 2-week trial and it's just $7.99 a month after that. Let them know Kid Fury and Crystal sent you and catch up on all your very favorite television shows.
Yes, that's right. HuluPlus.com/TheRead. Go check them out and find something fun to watch and let's talk about it. But for now, we'll continue with the show. Okay, so we're back and it's time for listener letters.
Yes, it is. Send your questions to asktheread@gmail.com. And so let's just jump right in this week with a letter from Tiffany who says, not too long ago, my younger male cousin asked for my female best friend's phone number. After asking me 1,000 times, I finally asked her, and she agreed that he could have it. The only thing that I have a problem with is that she has an STD that is not curable. I hinted about this to my cousin without trying to tell her business, but I eventually just gave him her phone number and left it alone. Our other best friend recently told me that the two of them have had unprotected sex. And with this info, I called my friend and asked if she told him about her STD situation before they had sex. She calmly said no, and I proceeded to unmercifully curse her out. My cousin is not the first person she has slept with without disclosing her status, and I have cursed her ass out on numerous occasions. I now feel bad for my cousin and kind of feel like this is all my fault. Do y'all think this is something she and I can get over? What would you do? Your face.
Who asked for whose number?
So the boy, who is her cousin, asked for her female best friend's phone number.
Okay, the one with the hot pocket.
Yes, the one with the radioactive vagina. Okay. Right.
First of all, sweetness, whatever your name is,
Tiffany.
Tiff, this is not your Tiff. This isn't yours. Don't feel tiffed.
Look at you.
It's not, you know, this isn't your fault. Don't blame yourself. You're not the one with whatever, you know, terror crawling on inside. That's not you.
Nope.
And you were not the one who was irresponsible enough to be sleeping with someone unprotected on top of knowing that you have a disease and not disclosing it. Like, that's, that it's not even close to being your goddamn fault.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, because your friend, whether you knew about it or not, and even if she has done this to other people before, it's not your fault. Her irresponsibility is not your fault. You're not to blame for that at all. Do I think that y'all can get over that? I wouldn't be able to. I'd probably whoop her ass. But,
Lord.
I mean, if I were you.
Right.
But I'm not suggesting that you do that. I'm just saying what I would do. And we've already established that I'm a horrible person. I would, however, definitely tell my cousin, and probably just never speak to the bitch again.
Wow. I mean, I'm not saying that I disagree with you, but, like, I just feel like as far as this situation is concerned, it's not really your business. Like, that's your cousin, true, but your cousin knew he was having unprotected sex when he did it, and I assume he's old enough to know that with unprotected sex can come all kinds of terrible things, like kids and STDs, creepy crawlies in your balls.
Feelings.
All kinds of shit get transmitted during unprotected sex. You just never know which one you're going to catch. So I feel like the rest of us have decided, you know, condoms and birth control are the way to go to just avoid these kinds of issues. So really,
abstinence
is the fucking MVP out here. It really is the GOAT. Like, you just cannot beat abstinence. But girl, this is not, I feel like you're taking the responsibility onto your own shoulders when these are two adults who made the decision to have unprotected sex. Like, the fact that you knew she had an STD and she may have passed it along to your cousin is unfortunate, but doesn't really change the situation because it wasn't your decision to make. Like, it's not your fault that your cousin decided to sleep with somebody without a condom. Now, I do understand feeling a way about her for not telling your cousin because it's like, all right, bitch, you might be able to, I mean, it's obviously your pussy. I just can't go around telling your pussy's business. But if you are going to have sex with somebody and you know you have an incurable STD, I feel like you really should disclose that to people.
Curable or
regardless, if you have something funny going on down there, you should let the people that you are sleeping with know so that they can make a decision about whether they still want to sleep with you. I feel like that's just common courtesy, regardless of which STD or STD or STI you have. This right here, though, like if it was my cousin, I don't think I would be able to continue to call this girl my friend. Like, you can't just come kick it with me and I know that you did something grimy to my family. Like, I have to draw the line there.
Asses would be whooped. Is all I'm saying on my side, my portion of things. Even if my dumbass cousin did decide to go up in some girl raw, not knowing what the fuck was going on down there, not asking no motherfucking questions, like, asses still have to be whooped because you knew, and now what? I just can't do it. Yeah. Like, my family would be the type to smack the shit out of both of them. Like, just, but, you know, she's getting an extra smack. Like, she's getting, like, a few more, you know. But there's that.
Okay, well, I mean, I probably would not whoop her ass, but I definitely would not continue to talk to her.
No violence.
I mean, I don't even think I would want to. I really think I would be looking at my cousin like, why would you just fuck somebody raw? Why would you just fuck somebody raw? And you don't know what they have or what they don't. Like, obviously you didn't have a conversation about it.
Because, nigga.
You didn't get tested. You just decided to fuck her raw? Like, you didn't think about this? Are y'all aware that this shit is real? Like, sex is real. STDs are real. People act like the shit is in a book and somebody just made it up and it's just fiction as hell and you're not really gonna walk away with a growth on your genitals. Like, it's very possible. Why are y'all fucking around? It's 2014. Y'all know better. So that's how I feel about it.
Okay.
Let's move on to the next question. It comes from Mina, who says, my father has been living with me for over 2 months. He asked if he could stay in July for 1 month.
I'm already confused. Confused already.
He asked if he could stay with me in July for 1 month, and now it's September, going on October, and this shit is getting out of control. I live in a one-bedroom loft, so I can hear his conversations with his friends and his ladies. He snores on my living room floor.
He's got to get out. He's got to get out.
And he asks me.
He has to leave.
I'm not even half done.
Kick him out.
And he asks me.
Your
often,
daddy has to find someplace else to live. He has to find someplace else to live. Sweetheart, what is this one's name? Chocolate
this
drop.
Is
what
Mina.
Is it? Mina, sweetheart, you knew before you hit send that I was going to tell your motherfucking ass to kick your daddy out. And I know that you love him. I know that you do. But there's no.
So I guess I could just skip through all the things the daddy does.
Just go ahead. No, okay. let's just list them.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
He snores on my living room floor and asks me often if and when I will be coming home.
Mm.
I don't have company come over, and now my friends are not comfortable because he lightweight tries to get at them by flirting, and that's also very embarrassing.
Mm.
To top it off, he does things like buy groceries and cleans, but feels like he should only pay a portion of the rent because he says he's looking to move and has to pay a deposit, etc., mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. Mm. I really can't take this any longer, but I don't know how to tell his ass to get the fuck out of my house without feeling like I'm being mean or rude to my father. Please help.
Mm.
Yes, you know what? And there is no nice way to say get the fuck out of my house, because that's really what you're going to be saying.
Not every situation calls for nice.
It doesn't. Sometimes the situation calls for real. And right now you are paying rent in an apartment, a one bedroom apartment that you are sharing with your dad.
Real rent in a real one bedroom loft with your real daddy, eating your real snacks, trying to fuck your real friends,
laid up in your real ass living room every day. That would get on my nerves. I can't come home every day.
Shit, probably having swinger parties when your ass is at work, which is why he's asking you what time you coming home.
Yeah.
So you can clear it all out and buff the jizz off the wall before you get back. Kick his ass out. He has to leave. And you
he
do
does,
it with
girl.
Love.
He has to
you
go.
Do it with love. You say, because I love you, you have got to go. It is an embarrassment for you as my grown ass daddy to be in here drinking Smirnoff Ice.
Right.
And just living, you know, running up my goddamn AC. You are my daddy and you need to, you have 30 days.
Yeah, so you know your daddy better than we do, but I feel like I would be like, so listen, this was supposed to be a 1 month situation, and it's turned into a 3 month, but it won't be a 4 month.
It won't be a four.
It's not going to be, you're not going to complete a fourth month in my apartment. You're going to leave before it gets too cold for me to be able to kick you out, like, with a conscience. I can't just kick you out if it's negative 6 degrees. You're gonna go before Halloween. Like,
I'd like to say that I dropped my daddy's black ass right off into 10 inches of snow, but that I have, like, like, my daddy is, like, a good person. So I don't, like, I can't, like, no shade, but, like, my daddy, we ain't never had no damn lights off. My daddy paid every motherfucker, but my daddy would never have to kick my daddy out of nowhere, because there is never going to be a time where my daddy has to look to me.
He would never ask to live with me. I don't know how bad shit would have to get in my daddy's life for him to be like, let me come stay with you. I just really can't.
He, like, I feel like he would be like missing limbs, God forbid. Like, it would have, like, you would have nowhere, unstill and still. That nigga would make an arm out of some bamboo and aloe. I don't know. Whatever the fuck it takes.
Yeah.
Before. Because, like, you somebody's daddy.
Right. Like, you, not even just somebody, like, you my daddy, like, and you are in the living room of my apartment disrupting my peace. Like, girl, that's your place, and you get have the out. Right to have whoever you want in there. Get if he's out. Getting on your nerves and not acting right, tell him to get his shit and go. He has a, evidently he has a job. He's able to save up money for rent and deposit, all that. That's what he should have been doing all summer while he was parlaying in your living room, fucking bitches and eating Cheetos. He should have been had his shit together, and now it's about to get very real. You have until Halloween, my nigga. If you need some help, you know, please feel free to log onto my computer and go to Craigslist, find you somewhere to go. But you are going to get out of my house. By That's Halloween. Going to happen. Yes.
Or else I got a trick for your ass, so it'll be a treat for me. Get out. Out.
So say it in whatever way you communicate with your daddy, but that's definitely our advice. Our last question today comes from Louie, who says, today my closest cousin's wife gave me a call and said that she wanted to send my cousin up to the city as a surprise to stay with me for a couple of days for his birthday.
You read so fast.
Do I?
But I am also not sober.
Okay, so let me go. I'm gonna start that over and maybe just slow it down a little bit.
No, it's fine.
Or do you want to try to maybe listen faster?
You're not going to judge me. Today. The letter
said that she wanted to send my cousin to the city as a surprise to stay with me for a couple of days for his birthday
because he's such a bitch.
Because he's never been on a trip out of Florida.
Gotcha.
She wanted to give me 2 months notice, and normally I would be very excited for this because I love my cousin and his wife. They are one of the few sensible people in my family. However, there's just one problem. I have not come out to them yet. I have good reason to believe that they won't take it well, as they have said numerous homophobic things around me. Once they said they were going to cut their young son's hair because my cousin didn't want to raise no punks, and he has chastised his son for standing like a girl. They are deep in the church because he's a music minister and she leads praise and worship with him every Sunday, and they believe that all gays are going to hell.
I bet you they also fight, eat pork, and spit.
I'm certain they do. I bet they mix they fabrics and everything, but let's not get that real. All this being said, I still love my cousin and his wife and enjoy being around them. Most of the time, I spend my childhood and teenage years with my cousin being a major part of my life. Please help. What should I do? Now, he put some other information in here, some back information about how, like, he really does, like, love and respect his family, and he's been kind of planning to tell them, but never really found the right time, so...
The fuck do you need to tell your cousin your sexuality for?
Well, because he's insistent that he's not going to go back into the closet at any point in time ever. So, theoretically, you know, if your cousin comes to stay with you for a little while for his birthday, he's going to see something gay happening. Like, maybe you have a boo who's coming over and you're going to do gay things with him, or...
What the fuck do you need to come out to your cousin for?
Do you not... Is this not familiar to you when, like, people ask you, like, oh, so who are you dating?
You're coming to stay with me?
Yeah.
Mind your motherfucking business. I will have whoever... I'll have a million man march in this goddamn apartment if I want to, bitch. And if you see some gay shit or whatever and you have a question, feel free to ask. So, and it is what it is. So, and if you don't like it, you can get the fuck out. Like, what?
So you wouldn't be like, hey, before you come, just so you know, I know you're super homophobic, love you anyway, but I totally take it up the ass. So if that's an issue for you, you might not want to come visit me. Like, I feel like I would say something in advance just to avoid the bullshit of you being confronted head on with my homosexuality and being shocked by it.
Maybe I'm just like, I honestly don't care. I just don't feel like sexuality is a big deal. It's only a big deal because dumb, ignorant ass people make it a big deal. They have to act like it defines the person. They have to act like it's just this whole thing that you're just on this slippery slope to hell and God only knows whatever the hell else, but you just leave out all of these other portions of the Bible where God is side-eyeing your ass. And like, here you, so but you supposed to come to my house. You're supposed to come spend time in my apartment that is most likely way more expensive than it needs to be in New York City. And I have to be worried about how you gonna feel about me. Kiss the fattest part of my ass. If you want to have a conversation with him prior, because I understand what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't want for him to come up there. You love and respect your family. And, right. You know, we got to be that fist, whatever. So if you want to have the conversation with him first, then fine, have the conversation with him first. And then if he takes it the wrong way, then, you know, that will be an unfortunate situation. But also realize that you are in this motherfucker doing you. Can't nobody change that. And you suck a dick if you want. You suck three dicks if you want to.
Yeah.
Shout out to my homegirl, Chrissy, on Tumblr.
You know somebody who YouTube. Sucks three dicks?
No, you know.
Oh, that video.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where she said, you know, like, yes. If I want to suck a dick, I can do, like, you're not going to make me as a woman feel crazy because I may happen to enjoy dicks or sucking them. Like.
Right.
And while we're talking about that, what the fuck? How are you going to try and make somebody, like, how are you going to try and make a girl feel crazy because she says she likes to suck dick? But all you hoes want your dick suck. Like, all you hoe ass niggas. So then you find, and
you can't clown girls for sucking dick if you enjoy dick
and
sucks.
And the people who like to suck dick the best.
Oh, Lord.
So why would you even,
with,
like,
enthusiasm.
It's like, gusto. It's on your heart. Like, it's like you're ready and
like
willing.
You're enjoying yourself.
Because it's a pleasure for
this
you
is
as
fun.
Well.
Yes.
So why are you going to try?
You would think if you found somebody who enjoyed sucking dick, you would realize that you have found a good thing. And you would, like,
treasure them.
Yes. Like, maybe you have found a gem, a diamond in the rough. You have found a young lady who loves nothing more than to get on her knees and service you orally. Why would you not just take that as a blessing?
And you need to get your ass down there and start snacking as well.
You ain't never, ever gonna find a woman who's like, I'm gonna talk shit about my boyfriend or girlfriend or whoever because they love to eat pussy. Like, women are not that fucking stupid. Why would you take such a gift? It's just, it's such a blessing to have somebody.
I wish I was straight so bad. I wish, like, I sometimes, I just wish I just did not have to deal with niggas.
You just,
like,
ain't never gonna hear women getting on Twitter talking about, oh, my ex-boyfriend is such a hoe. He just, that nigga ate pussy too good. Like, nigga, what? There's no sense. How are you complaining that somebody is too good at sex? Y'all don't deserve pussy. Like,
anyway,
I already knew it, but just going off y'all's reactions to...
Back to Malcolm.
To sex. Louie. His name is Louie, so...
So, Malcolm, I feel like what you have to do is, like, you can have the conversation if you want to have it.
Well, he didn't want to do it. He mentioned that he didn't want to do it over the phone. He felt like this was something he should have done in person, but...
So, you're going to have them come over there and then, like... I just don't feel like it. Like, it's your cut. I don't understand if it was, like, your dad or brother. But, you know, a lot of people have, like, really, really close relationships with their cousins. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I have close relationships with a few of my cousins, but some people have cousins that are, like, siblings.
Yeah. My extended family is like that.
Right.
Everybody is super close.
So, you know, I guess you can go ahead and have the conversation with him, you know, when he gets there. You'd be surprised because I have family members and friends who, before they knew that, I mean, well, before I confirmed that I was gay, they, you know, said lots of homophobic stuff. And they, like, if I hang around those same family members, those same friends now, you would never even know. Mm-hmm. Or it would be like it never even happened. So sometimes, like, their ignorance will be placed aside when it's someone that they love.
Right. That's true. A lot of times it takes knowing a gay person for people to stop being homophobic.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's really sad when that's not the case. When they, like, know they love somebody who's gay and they still just, like, are steadfast in their hatred. That's when I'm just like,
there's
fuck is
wrong
with y'all. Like, come on now. How mad can you really be about this? Like, mad enough to cut off blood? Like, somebody...
That you're supposed to love unconditionally.
Yes, and not even just family, because I understand sometimes family can be just blood and blood ain't enough, but, like, people that you have a real connection to. Like, I would be so hurt if somebody in my family was like, I don't fuck with you no more, just off top, just because I heard you date girls and I don't like it.
My like, mom is good. My dad is good. My grandmothers are good. Mm-hmm. Everybody else can kiss my... I was only, like, before I had the conversation with my parents, I was only really worried about them. Mm-hmm. Like, I was worried that it would fuck up my relationship with, like, my direct family.
Right.
And it didn't. I'm good. It could be any cousin. It could be any old uncle, auntie. I love all y'all down. If you have a problem, you don't ever have to speak to me again. But that's just me.
Mm-hmm.
Go with God. Do what you got to do. Hopefully, everything works out for the best. If it doesn't, as I said, you still out here doing you. And suck a dick if you won't. Get sucked if you want to. Download jacked. Delete jacked. I'll see you at the club, honey. We do what we got to. Fuck all these other hoes.
I would send an email, though. I would. Just as somebody who grew up in that kind of environment where your cousins are like siblings.
I can't believe that people still send emails as forms of, like, casual conversation.
Well, I mean, this is not really casual. This is like, I need to tell you some shit before you come up here. But I just would not come up. I would not let my cousin, who I know is homophobic, come up to my apartment and then see some gay shit without me saying something to my cousin first.
Why not just do that as a text? It's like, because emails.
I mean, because first of all, I feel like the
emails are so formal.
Okay, but for me, like the number of words I want to use, you don't want that in an iMessage. You're going to get, have you ever gotten an iMessage so long that the shit is like truncated and you have to click on it to open the entire message? Yes, there's a such thing. Yes, I have gotten an iMessage before with like 3,000 characters in it.
That is dedication.
Yes, it is. And so for all of that, you may just need to go on over to that cute little Gmail app, girl, and just open that up.
Okay.
But if you don't have a lot to say, like I just personally would be trying to get all in my feelings and get all of it out. Or you could just send a quick text and be like, that's cool, he can come. Just let him know that dick sucking happens in this apartment. So if he has a problem with it, then he might not want to.
Or maybe not.
Whatever you feel.
Maybe analingus. Is it analingus? Analingus?
I don't, it's I don't do that, Ingus. It's stay the fuck away from my booty hole, Ingus.
It's more beef for us.
Yes. You go right ahead.
Cooking when I'm dealing with me.
You can have all of it. I personally don't want nothing to do with that backdoor business. Like, y'all got it. I've heard that is fun, but I'm going to have to take y'all's word for it. Like, okay. I just personally don't think that
you already
is.
Have, like, a whole other pie.
Yeah.
Like, a whole
I don't feel like I'm
dessert.
Missing out. I already have, I mean.
It's like, y'all have, like, key lime. We
up.
Have tiramisu.
Oh, really?
It's just like, I mean, I guess I'll have both. But, you know.
Yeah.
Do what you got.
Yes. And so how do we always
peach
get off?
Peach cobbler.
We always get off into just
meringue.
Okay, not meringue. I'm going to stop this.
Pudding.
Okay. Kids are listening to this. Send your questions to AskTheReen at gmail.com.
Custard.
Okay, bye, bitch. We will be back, y'all.
Hey guys, don't forget to check out NatureBox. Our awesome sponsors at naturebox.com/TheReen are offering you 50% off your first box. You know NatureBox, you love NatureBox, we talk about them all the time. They're a subscription-based service that sends you smart, delicious snacks, such as their cheddar and onion sunflower kernels, cinnamon swirl kettle kernels. Our favorites are the sriracha cashews, which I was just fiending for like 12 hours ago. No lie, they would hit the spot right now. So go to naturebox.com/TheReen. Check them out. It's a really great deal, and they have a lot of delicious stuff to choose from.
Yes, so part of what makes NatureBox so dope is that you can choose from 3 different sizes available. So pick the one that's right for you or your family, and you can have it shipped directly to work or home. So whatever works out best for you. If you have something more nutritious and filling on hand, then you're less likely to snack on this bad stuff. So go on over to naturebox.com/TheReen. You can pick out what you want, or you can be surprised every month. We're giving you 50% off your very first box. So again, head on over to naturebox.com/TheReed. Let them know Kifu and Crystal sent you. We love NatureBox. You guys know all about that, and we want you to enjoy them too.
Coffee kettle popcorn, sun-dried tomato, garlic, kale chips. I'm getting
everything.
Into kale chips, too. Like, they're really
I
good.
I love kale chips.
So go check out NatureBox at naturebox.com/TheReen, and let's finish up the show.
All right.
So it's time for the read now.
It is.
Do you want to go first?
Well, I can, or you can. You look like you have something to say this week, and I don't really. Mine is just bullshit. So.
Okay, so then you go first, because I always have the bullshit, and then you come through with, like, your mother love, your sister soldier. Like.
Oh, no, by bullshit, I mean the story itself is so goddamn preposterous that you cannot believe it's real.
I knew you had a movement. Okay, so then let me go first.
Hate you.
So my read this week is, I don't even know if it's a read as much as it's like a fuck you get from around me. I have a problem with deceitful friends. Like, I have a problem for the snakes in the grass. You know what I mean? And I feel like there's a certain type of person who will be like in your corner all the time, who will be high-fiving you, hugging you, going to brunches with you, kicking it, you know, like someone that you consider like a really close friend or family member or a lover or whatever. But this type of person, when the going gets tough, their ass gets going. I'm talking about bitches who, if it's between their own instant gratification, if it's something that can benefit them or make them look or feel good, even at the expense of your own feelings or money or health, whatever, if it's something that will benefit them, they are going to jump at it, even if it's going to kick you in the ass, and they'll try their best to hide it from you. Look. Or, you know, lie about it or what have you. There's just certain people that are just sneaky and deceitful, and I don't like it. Get from around me. I feel like it's demonic. You have to stay back, you know? And then there are some people who just have, like, very shady, like, deceptive qualities about them. Like, just, like, you know, sometimes somebody might do something that they'll maybe just hide from you. You ever had, like, a friend or somebody do some shit that they tried to keep from you because they felt like it was gonna, you know, you might have felt a way or argue with them about it or whatever. And then you end up finding out about it and be like, bitch, it wasn't even worth all that. Like, I don't give a fuck about any of this.
You could have told me about this shit long ago.
So, it's not even that it poses a problem, but it's like the way that you are handling the situation leads me to look at you crooked. Like, now I got to look at you and be like, so that's the kind of game that you play? Like, you have to do, like, this dumb shit. And I don't even necessarily feel like it means that you don't care about me as a person. I feel like you, if it's between you getting what you want out of a situation or me, you gonna pick you. So maybe it's more about you being selfish. Maybe it's more about you being, I don't know, egocentric. I don't know what the fuck. All I know is I don't like to see people, especially my friends. Now, all you strange niggas out there, even acquaintances, people who just, you know, if I high and buy your ass, then I really don't give a fuck what you're doing. But someone who I would expect to, like, be down for me, people that, you know, that you like fuck with, you know, like people that you call family, for them to come out of nowhere and just do something that's like, what the fuck is this? Or like, where did this come from? And it wasn't even unnecessary. Like, I don't like just little glimpses of shady, deceptive nastiness from people. And my immediate response all the time is to just be like, well, cutting you out. Even if it doesn't involve me. Sometimes I see shady shit. Actually, because of, like, just very recently, I heard about some, shady shit from a friend, and I was like, huh. So now I have to look at this just kind of like, well, you know what? Shit. I love you and everything, but you gonna stay right there. Like, I've got both eyes on your motherfucking ass. The third one, too. Like, I'm over here, and I'm looking at you, bitch, because I don't know what you've got going on. I don't know if you're going through a phase. You know, we all stress, bitch. These bills are real. These bills are real, and they want every dime. They want all of it. The whole motherfucking thing.
On time.
So, you know what I mean? But I can't. Like, I'm either going to cut you off, or I'm keeping you at a distance. That's all I'm saying, depending on the level of, like, Slytherin.
Yes. All right.
Whether you're, like, one of those goons in the back or you're Draco Malfoy. Either way, you a snake, and I can't do it.
It just sucks because it usually ends up shaking, like, the foundation of what was otherwise a dope-ass friendship. Like, you don't want to have to look at your friends and be like, really, bitch? Like, you was being sneaky and conniving, like, to me, like, just ugh.
In the words of K-Camp, it ain't nothing to cut them bitches off. Like, it is nothing at all to cut a bitch off. I don't have a problem with it. I'm just saying, you know, I don't know. I hate to hear stories or, you know, experience things with people where it's like, you are just not the person that I thought you were. Or this is not like you. This is disappointing. Like, this is completely out of your character. Or maybe this is in your character and you were just doing a great job of hiding it from me this entire time. But you see, either way you look at it, it's just like, whoa, I don't know how I feel about you. You stay your motherfucking ass right there. No, you are not welcome in here, Bill Compton. You cannot come into my home.
Amen. Is that it?
I think.
Okay, you look like you might still have something on your chest.
I might just burst out of nowhere and continue.
Okay, and that's fine. So my read this week goes out to the terrible people in the state of Ohio. Not all of you, obviously, but some of you are just really bad. And this is just seems to be another episode in white people keep on whiting. Like, it's just, for some reason, y'all love to just come on and be as racist as possible whenever you can. And black people, for the most part, have learned to just ignore your bullshit, but it just seems like lately y'all have been killing us at a rate that is just unacceptable. Like, you've been killing us for a long time, but now you're just getting out of control with it. If you don't know about John Crawford, he was the Ohio man who was in Walmart holding an air rifle that shoots like pellets and BBs and is sold at Walmart. He's in the store standing there holding the gun, moving it around, blah, 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 blah. And then was murdered by two police officers who were responding to a 911 call from someone who called into the police to the police station and said that John had pointed the BB gun at two kids. What's important about this is that that didn't happen. And so based off this lying ass 911 caller, the police came in, saw this man with a gun, had no reason to feel like they were in any danger, but shot and killed him anyway. And the only reason I know that is because Walmart or somebody, maybe it was anonymous, I don't know who did it, but somebody finally released the surveillance footage from Walmart of the night of the incident. And it's clear that the officers were never in any danger from the man standing there. Like, he doesn't look scary. He's not holding it up, talking about, I'm about to blast all you motherfuckers. Like, he's standing there. And then the next thing, he's on the floor. Like, it's unfucking real that this is what's happening. But my real problem this week is that a grand jury decided just today that the officers were completely rational in their response and did not overreact at all. And so they will not be indicting the officers who killed John Crawford. And what I don't understand is how y'all don't take our word for it. Like, if it's our word against the police, you might as well shut this entire goddamn show down, because y'all are gonna believe the police. Y'all don't take our word for it, that's fine. You also don't take our pictures for it. You don't take our video for it. You don't even take your video for it. White people can be confronted with all the evidence in the world that two of them did something fucked up and will still decide not to put those people through any punishment because they did it to somebody black, so who really gives a fuck? The evidence against fucking Darren Wilson in this Ferguson case, all the shit that has come out in the, what, 5-6 weeks since he murdered Mike Brown, and he has still, what, reported to the grand jury once for 4 hours, and that's it? They don't even have to come back with a decision now. Like, they could take months. I think they have till January to say something about this. Like, why is it that justice for us is so slow when y'all are the perpetrators? That's what I don't fucking understand. Now, the Department of Justice just came out and said, okay, that's cute that y'all thought y'all weren't going to indict them, but we're going to be investigating this, so hopefully, you know, this is not the end of the road of bullshit, and it's not just another black person murdered by the government for no fucking reason, and it just goes along unpunished. But I just cannot believe that y'all can be faced with all of the proof in the world and still be like, oh, but he was black and he was scary, so not really a problem. Like, it's a fucking air gun, a pellet gun. Anybody who has ever been around them, bitch, you can't even really hurt a fucking can of Coca-Cola with a BB gun. Like, nobody's life is in danger unless the BB gun is like pointed directly into your eye socket. It's not a thing. And it is sold at goddamn Walmart. If you can be shot and killed for carrying around a product at the fucking store, maybe the product should not be sold there. Are you trying to tell me the mere fact that he was holding Walmart merchandise is enough of a reason to shoot and kill somebody standing in a goddamn store? I'm holding your fucking product. Can you imagine going to Walmart and picking up a Swiffer and like a pack of red meat and some chicken wings and like maybe some Hot Pockets, some ice cream, and then being shot because you're holding those things? Like, but how am I in trouble for carrying around the merchandise that you sell in the store? And not even just in trouble, but your life is gone. The video that was released is like all of a minute and 20 seconds. And the entire time I watch it, I'm thinking, this man is going to be dead within a minute and a half. Like this, I'm watching this man, he's standing here looking at products on the shelves or whatever, and he's going to be dead because white people are so fucking scared of us for just existing. I would love for y'all to step outside your own goddamn racism, your prejudice ways, and just realize that you don't view us as equal humans, and until you do, there's no reason for us to respect your law enforcement, your policies, your rules, any other shit, because your system is not created for us, and we know it. But for you to be, you have all of it, girl. Like, it's not even just a bunch of black people, old and lying ass black people. It's not even a bunch of us lying. You have all the proof anybody could ever ask for, but it doesn't matter because y'all are not even going to get us to the point of a trial. Like, cannot even be indicted on charges when there is video of what happened to this man. I'm just goddamn disgusted, and I'm so fucking sick of y'all with this bullshit. And I'm tired, especially, of always having to get on here and say something about black men and black women who are being murdered by white people for no fucking reason. I'm tired of that, but I'm also very tired of the fact that there's always a black man on the internet who wants to talk about how black women ain't shit and black women don't do this and that, when we are the main ones. No, not main. Only ones who stand up and support your raggedy black asses every time something happens to you. You don't see the white girls that you love so much, nobody else, running to y'all's aid and saying, hey, this shit is fucked up when one of y'all gets gunned down in the street. So watch what the fuck you say about us on the fucking internet. And I'm done.
So that's Chris's movement for the week.
I feel like people think that I come into the studio wanting to do this. I don't want to do this. I don't want to sit here and name all the black people who have been murdered while they were unarmed or not doing shit by the police. I don't want to. I have a duty to. I have a duty to say something about the fucked up shit going on in this country, because it is not right. It's not. It's not right that you can shoot somebody from over 100 feet away in the fucking street and claim self-defense, Darren Wilson. It's not. And it's not right that you can be on paid vacation the entire goddamn time and just might never get in trouble for it. And it's not right that this shit continues to happen all the fucking time across this raggedy ass country. Somebody has to say it.
Yikes.
That's it. I'm done. I'm done. I'm gonna turn down.
I don't even know how you watched it.
I don't know how I did either.
I can't watch videos where, like I can't watch a video where I know that someone is actually about to die. Like, I can watch movies where I know that bitch got right back up and washed that shit off and went home. But I can't watch a video knowing that someone's going to die at the end of it.
You know why I did? Because a whole bunch of people last week were trolling on the, well, I'm sure they meant it, but I took it as trolling, talking about, well, y'all don't really know what happened, and maybe the officers were justified in their shooting, blah, 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 blah. And so, even though I never believed that, the fact that video exists is like, okay, let me take a look at this and see if there's even a sliver of possibility that you motherfuckers might be right. I mean, you ain't, but I'm glad I know that now for my damn self.
I'm just so sensitive as it is. Like, this stuff is exhausting. Like, I'm like,
it is. I'm tired.
I can't. I don't have, like, any more energy for this shit. Like, I don't. I just be wanting to laugh. I don't like to subject myself to things that I know are going to make me sad or angry, because waking up knowing that it's about to be cold in a couple of weeks is enough to piss me off and send me into depression. But at the same time, we have to be angry. Like, we have to get mad. We have to yell. We have to say, this is fucked up, because that's the only, like, I mean, not to say that it's going to help us much, because we get mad and we yell and scream and march and take photos and cry and then shit keeps happening. But we can't, like, we can't talk about, you know, saving our girls. We can't talk about, you know, Trayvon Martin and Mike Brown and John Crawford and all of these people, and then just be like, okay, well, Love & Hip Hop comes on Monday. But I be wanting to do that because I don't want to keep talking about this shit. It makes me sad.
Yeah.
And no one does anything about it, you know, but
yeah, I don't enjoy it either. And I don't, like, I have no intention of, like, dwelling on this shit, because honestly, like, there was a point after the whole Mike Brown Ferguson thing happened, where I had to like deliberately disengage from the internet, because every 30 minutes something else was coming up that was pissing me off, and it was like starting to personally affect me. I don't want to sit up here and be mad and cuss y'all out for being racist every fucking week, but I cannot sit back and pretend like this shit is okay. And like all that matters is, you know, whether Jocelyn and Stevie J are on coke, or whether Keisha Cole just had a drive through abortion or whatever the fuck. Like, yeah, that shit is fun, but it's just, ugh, it's a mess. I don't want to have to do this no more. Please straighten the fuck up. Stop killing us when we ain't do shit to you. That's really the point here. Just do that.
I had no idea there was even a video out, but I'm not surprised by any of this at all.
Yeah. So that wraps up another episode of The Read. You can check.
I'm also not surprised that Soulja Boy says K Michelle has a shitty pussy, and I'm not surprised that Bow Wow and Erica Mena are engaged.
Speaking of shitty pussies, you people made me watch Love and Hip Hop Hollywood the other day. Were you there when I was watching that shit?
I wouldn't say that you watched it. Watched wouldn't be like, I don't think that's an appropriate
watched
word.
Is a really intense verb. It's a lot stronger than what the word that we should probably
I would
use.
Say more like you like grimaced towards the showing of Love and Hip Hop Hollywood.
Yes, I
for
just,
approximately maybe what 5-10 minutes.
No, I watched the majority of it. I watched like because the first episode was an hour, right? I watched minutes.
I think we got to B2K in the barbershop, and then that was.
And then it was like, okay, I draw the line here. Yeah. Like, I don't.
Like, half of B2K is sitting in a barbershop talking about how much they can't stand baby mamas.
This show would be a lot more interesting if I knew who the girls were, but I don't. The only people famous on this show are the boys. I know Ray J and Raz B and, or Lil Fizz and Omarion. Yes, I know those people, but the baby mama, Omarion's baby mama, who knows who the fuck that is? I don't know. Tierra Marie, you got to be a special kind of person.
Did you say Tear Cake Marie? like, because I am in.
What is wrong with her? What is wrong with her?
So many things.
What is her, like, that whole, when she sat up there and, like, cried to Ray
She's a bitch to me. She's nothing to me, and I might smack that bitch in the face when I see her.
Yeah, it's just, I feel like I can't. Like, I guess I'll give it another try just because everybody else loves how ratchet it is.
No, I'm going to fall out of it, and it actually comes on at the same time as Gotham, which is my new shit anyway. So, girl, see you at the reunion.
Yeah, I be trying to get into y'all's fun urban shows and all that, but at a certain point, the Gotham idiocy is just, it's too much. So Jada Pinkett plays who on this show?
She plays a character named Fish Mooney, which is like a, she's like a, I guess you would say she's kind of like a mob boss. She's a villain.
Okay.
But she's badass, like takes no shit, kicking niggas' asses. Like she's awesome and still like delightfully black at the same time.
Okay.
I really enjoyed her, and I think it's going to be like one of my new favorite shows. And then, oh God, I can't remember the name. There's a lot. I actually saw like on Tumblr or something, a lot of the new fall shows or the returning shows have strong black female characters. Mm-hmm. Because I can't remember her name, but the girl in what's the name of the woman in Sleepy Hollow? I can't remember.
Oh, Nicole. Wait, is that it? I feel like I'm fucking it up now.
I don't remember, but she's in Sleepy Hollow, and that show is really good and popular, I hear. And then you, of course, got Kerry Washington coming back, Viola Davis on How to Get Away with Murder, which I'm extremely excited about.
Cannot wait.
Tracee Ellis Ross is on Black-ish, which premieres tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm forgetting somebody, but there's like a lot of black women getting really cool big roles. Walking Dead, Michonne. Mm-hmm. That's
oh, right, right, right.
So
yeah, there's
black
just,
girls rock.
They do, but not really when you have Tierra Marie, whoever that is, and then some publicist turned rapper.
People are gonna watch it. Like, people just enjoy that stuff. I always enjoy the premiere, maybe the second episode, and then I'm just like, I can't do this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Happens to me with the Bad Girls Club, until Asante or somebody will come along and be like, this is so funny. And then we get high, we watch it, and then it becomes my new
And then you get,
thing.
Right, and then all of a sudden, next thing you know, then sat here and watched 3 episodes back to back of this stupid ass shit. Like, how did we get here?
Because it's literally Ray J.
You know what?
And Tierra Marie. And, no, we have to say this. It is Ray J, Tierra Marie, Omarion, Little Fizz.
Come on.
Where the fuck? I don't mind looking at him. But where the hell did Fizz come from? Soulja Boy. Teddy Riley's daughter.
Yeah.
Teddy Riley's daughter's lisp. And then two, like, Dominican girls or Puerto Rican. Two, like, these two Latin women with big fake butts.
Who are y'all?
And then whomever the fuck they fucking. Ray J's assistant. This. Like, it just, like...
And Ray J's assistant, why are these girls all dressed like they're about to go to the club? Like, why are they Instagram models all the time? You mean to tell me that y'all just walk around in full weave and makeup and lashes
Young
and bodycon dresses?
Berg. I didn't even forget about Young Berg is how irrelevant that nigga is. And that's just Hollywood. And Hollywood then had the cast with, like, the most notable people. Like, these people, like, still work. We're not even talking about Atlanta, who had Rashida...
First things first.
I mean, they got, like, Waka in the end, and I stand for Waka because, you know, again, yeah. I love hood music, which leads me
I
back
like Waka Flocka.
You
I
not
do.
Appreciating Migos and how great and revolutionary they are as a group and as a hip-hop conglomerate. I don't understand how you cannot enjoy Migos. It makes no sense. None. Zero sense for you, my nigga, to not. We have to find this song because clearly, you know,
find it.
When I first heard Versace, I was confused too. I was like, these niggas are saying Versace 750 times. Mm-hmm. I ain't heard no other word yet. And the only reason I heard Versace was because of Drake. And I was like, this doesn't, like, I still don't really even like Versace. But then I think, what the fuck was it that I heard? Was it
You really mean this?
Was it Freak No More?
When we had this conversation on the way to the airport, I thought you were just high and you didn't mean it. But now I can tell
it was Hannah Montana. And you want to know why?
And that song's the worst.
Hannah Montana slays. And I think the first time I actually heard Hannah Montana, somebody had used it for a Vine of Beyonce when she's doing her dance from Drunken Love. Mm-hmm. But they put that into, and I was just like, this is what I would be doing in the club. And then I heard the whole thing, and then I listened to Young Rich Niggas, and I listened to all of their mixtapes, and they are just so great. I just want to be the fourth member of Migos so I can quit all of this Kid Fury bullshit and live my life right.
Okay, you go right ahead.
And one day, much like many other artists, you will realize that they are actually making songs that are good, and I will be right again. And you will look at me and you will be like, you know what? This is a good Migos song, and I get it. Like, I didn't like that other bullshit, but this is good, and I agree with things that you say because you can be right sometimes too.
The only thing about that is that you have never been right about an artist that the two of us have disagreed about. You have never been right.
This is incorrect.
I have a 100% success rate against you.
Okay, no.
Name one artist that you saw it for and I didn't, and that person ended up being super dope musically or otherwise.
Janae Aiko,
I said that first mixtape that she put out, I did not like, and that is still true.
And I told you about her ass during that first mixtape, and you said no, and you said that you didn't like it,
That's
and then
right.
she slayed.
And I still don't
like it. And Migos will do the same thing because they are a revolutionary group of hip hop gods.
But I did not say Janae Aiko was just like garbage and was never gonna be shit. I said that one project I did not like, which is true, but I like the follow up and I like her album. So I don't even understand how you could claim that as a victory right now. I still don't like that first mixtape. And Migos is still trash. Hannah Montana. You trying to tell me I'm a grown ass lady with like three jobs and I'm supposed to listen to that? Come on.
Yes.
Come the fuck on now.
After you clock out of each one of them. Yes, that is exactly what you should do.
Okay.
And
you
you're
going
to like Broke with Expensive Taste.
Who the hell is that? Is that a new group?
So anyway, that was the read, and
this is thereed.com for every episode bios, taking a look at where we'll be and when we'll be there and all that other fun stuff.
Speaking of which, thank you so much to everybody in Atlanta for a great time and a great show and loads of laughs.
It's
and
always fun.
I didn't really mean that you were bald headed or whatever, young lady. Everybody laughed about it afterwards.
Why?
I wasn't trying to,
again?
But you know who you are, and I wasn't saying that you are bald headed. I'm just saying that if she was to say that you bald headed, you know what I'm saying? Just like it's it doesn't mean that she hates you.
No. You didn't mean it like that, but the way you said it was
anyway,
funny.
Atlanta was great. Dallas, we'll see you next. You can go to thereeddallas.com. If you're in Texas, and come see, you know, see us. Bring your fine light-skinned friends with you as well.
And that's during OU Texas, so turn up.
You know, preferably fine light-skinned friends that like young chocolate guys.
Are you looking for a boo? 5'8" for this here fall season?
Honey, I got money to make. I don't know if I got time for a boo, but you know, we can.
Oh, you got time for a friend? Come on, long distance.
Maybe a bae. You know what? A boo is not a man.
Yeah, no. A boo is just, you have my number, I have yours. We text periodically. We meet up and see one another. Hey, boo.
You might go out. Possibility of exchanging, you know, body parts.
Yes. I mean, that I feel like that is, that goes without saying. Mm-hmm. But a boo, I think, is better than a bae. Just because bae has always been, like, to me, like somebody that does not want to be seen with you when the sun is up. Like,
I get that.
Yeah. Like, that, boo, okay, is like, I can go someplace with you and not have sex and not be disappointed by that. Okay. Bae is just like, it's 11 o'clock. You up?
Okay.
Got it.
So, I feel like I'm forgetting to say something, but whatever. The acronym.
Yes. What is it?
Will be.
Damn, we was in here a long time today.
Oh, whatever. They'll be all right. NFNA.
I'm not even going to try.
No fuck niggas allowed.
Amen.
And that goes for each and every last one of you fuck niggas. And you don't have to be a nigga to be a nigga. Some of you niggas are just niggas and fuck niggas as well. And fuck all y'all. Keep from around me. Stay out of my circumference. And that's all I have to say.
All right. So I'm all done. Make sure you follow us on Facebook and Twitter. This is The Read. And we will see y'all next week.
Goodbye.